Those are some of the sounds of recent major demonstrations on Monday, December 7th in Iran. In response to the recent declaration by Iran that it will defy UN Security Council resolutions to suspend its uranium enrichment, the US, UK, and France are poised to launch talks aimed at new sanctions as early as next week. Iran has asserted that its major expansion of its enrichment plans are part of a large nuclear power program for the country. The ongoing international tussle with the U.S. and other countries comes at a time when Iran is still embroiled in internal strife from the controversial elections earlier this year that sparked a major uprising of hundreds of thousands of ordinary Iranians. Amnesty International has now released a report investigating government abuses in the aftermath of elections. The report cites that many of those arrested were raped, beaten, tortured, locked in containers, and subject to sham trials and mock executions. The report cited that security forces, quote, resorted to exceptionally high levels of violence and arbitrary measures to stifle protest and dissent. Hundreds of people have been executed this year alone in Iran, and the courts have handed out sentences of flogging and amputations. But demonstrations are still going strong, as we just heard, with reports that the influence of moderate reformer Mir Hossein Mousavi, who lost the elections to Ahmadinejad, is waning. The New York Times is reporting that the protesters are now taking aim at Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. This weekend, on Saturday, there's going to be an event called a Global Celebration of Human Rights Through Arts and Culture in Solidarity with the civil rights movement in Iran at the Santa Monica Civic Auditorium, 1855 Main, Santa Monica in California. And that's happening this Saturday from 1 to 8 p.m. Two of the organizers of the event now join me in studio, Ali Reza and Soraya Fala. Welcome to Uprising, Ali and Soraya.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ali is also a teacher and political activist. Soraya, you're a member and co-founder of the Society for Human Rights in Iran. You're also with the 1 Million Signatures for Iran campaign and an active member of Amnesty International. Let me start with you, Soraya, then to comment on this report that just came out yesterday by Amnesty International. Very, very shocking report. Even those of us who were paying close attention to what was happening in Iran over the summer after the election, I don't think understood what was happening to those people detained, the kinds of horrific treatment, the torture, the rape. What are your thoughts on this report and its importance?
Well, as you say, oh, thank you very much, first of all, for having us in the studio. And I actually, the report it came out about Iran is, as you said, it's very shocking. And for those of us who were very close in touch with the situation in Iran after election or before election, it's not that actually shocking. But for people who did not know what's going on, it's a little more like in-depth and very like shocking. But as you, I'm sure you read the information there and the report, you can see how the harassment of people and how Iran acted against students and against all minorities, against all uprising in Iran after election. Because even though Amnesty never take like a position of political position, but we can see how the arresting of people and torturing them affected the situation in Iran. And then we see even in during the last week how a student went again to the street and they cannot be quiet.
Mm. Ali, have the demonstrations started up again more recently, or have they been ongoing since the summer?
In my opinion, it is definitely an ongoing, I would say, civil disobedient in many different ways. But by the same analogy, I don't think we have to look at this movement as the byproduct of this disputed election. The history of this movement goes back to, in my opinion, it goes back to 100 years ago with constitutional revolution. And from there, we come to the revolution of 1957. And from 97, we have the emergence of these fanatics to power. And from day one, we had movements against them. And in particular, Iranian female, at least in Tehran, there was a huge monumental event. Female were actually marched toward the Ministry of Internal Ministry of Iran, demanding equal right. And since then, of course, minorities and other segments of society have been definitely, those who oppose regime in one way or another have been suppressed, abused, harassed, tortured. And by this election, I think people could not take it anymore. Of course, in the last 30 years, somehow they managed to find a way, a peaceful way, to oppose this regime. And at this point, I really think this is not just a movement against election. It is a civil rights movement. And it is not only the student movement. I do not believe that it is only the students' movement. A huge portion of this movement, in my opinion, relies on the shoulder of female of Iran, who have been definitely the subjects of all kind of discrimination.
And so it's a women's rights movement as well.
I think what qualifies this movement to be called or categorized as a civil rights movement, it is the issue of gender. It is the issue of gender.
And Soraya, let me get your opinion on that as well, and how this rising up of both women and students across Iran, how much of a threat is it to the power structure, not only to, of course, Ahmadinejad's power, but Khamenei's power?
It's really, really, really threatening to the power, especially for Khamenei, because, the supreme leader in Iran has been questioned during, 31 years of the Iranian government that they are in power, but it's never been like past 6 months. Maybe why it's been highlighted this 6 months was supreme leader being under these big questions, and we can it's a first time we can see people they sit down to the supreme leader. This is very important. Mm-hmm. But in the we can see during 31 years of Iranian uprising, we can see in different areas, especially for women and minorities, we can see this uprising, and it's been suppressed. But it never been this much threatening to the government. Mm.
And I should mention that Khamenei, the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, was declared Dictator of the Year at the University of Oslo in Norway this week, where the Nobel prizes were given out. He was chosen out of a list of 11 candidates put together by various human rights groups, and he was, quote, honored for showing the most hostility toward his people and other nations and for substantially increasing human suffering. My guests are Soraya Fala and Ali Reza, who are both the co-organizers, along with others, of an event happening on Saturday at Santa Monica Civic Auditorium, 1855 Main in Santa Monica. It's called A Global Celebration of Human Rights Through Arts and Culture in Solidarity with the Civil Rights Movement in Iran. It's happening from 1 to 8 p.m., and we'll give you a little bit more information about that in just a moment. Soraya, tell us about the 1 million signatures campaign for Iran. What's that all about?
The campaign for 1 million signature demanding changes to discriminatory laws in Iran. And this campaign, actually called also Change for Equality campaign, is a campaign initiated by Iranian women rights activists in Iran, which aims to collect 1 million signature to demand changes to discriminatory laws against women in Iran. Mm-hmm. And it's a grassroots movement, and it's not an organization. There is no particular leadership for the movement, but still we can highlight some people that has been either arrested or they taking a lead of the this movement. The campaign is asking that all discriminatory law against women be reformed. The kinds of changes we are or campaign requesting in the law have been outlined and explained in the educational booklet of the campaign. The booklet names is Effect of Laws on Women's Life, that you can see it online.
Is there a website for listeners to be able to find?
Yes,
it
this is Change for Equality. You
change
can
for,
see
equality.
For Equality.
Okay.
Yeah. The booklet discusses some of the legal changes that campaign seeks, such as equal rights for women in marriage, equal rights to divorce of women. women, end to polygamy and temporary marriage, increase of age of criminal responsibility to 18 and for both girls and boys, and rights for women to pass on nationality to their children, which is not in Iran now, equal in DA, that it's a compensation for bodily injury or death. This is very sad in Iran still.
Well, I want to bring up the issue of how Americans need to respond. In your opinion, both of you are Iranian Americans here, and you're working on an issue that's affecting people half a world away. And when the United States government often gets involved in these sorts of things, they tend to, of course, pervert the legitimate concerns of people fighting on the ground and use it for their own political gains. What do you think should be the U.S. response, Ali?
When you refer to American, I definitely divide them into two groups, the people and the government. Personally, I do not have any illusion that United States government is really thinking about the benefits of Iranian, the rights of Iranian. We all know that we have been the victim of American coup d'etat in 1953. And by the same analogy, of course, as political activists, and we did not become a political activist yesterday. I have been the subject of all kinds of abuses by the Shah regime, which and the Sawak. I have been underground during the Shah. I had to escape for my life and so forth. So therefore, I have no illusion whatsoever to American government, whether it is Democrats or Republican. I really think that that they just look for their own benefits and what kind of deal they can make behind the scene and so forth and so forth. But when it comes to American people, unfortunately, it is only through this kind of channels, KPFK and medias like this, that they can get a decent information.
So people-to-people solidarity, you think,
absolutely,
is going to be important?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And how do people, how would that look like? I mean, in addition to attending tomorrow's event, for example.
I think we have to, again, it requires grassroots activities, in my opinion. It doesn't happen over the night. I think one of the major issue that we have as activist Iranian to disillusioned some of the American leftists who have some kind of illusion regarding to Mr. Ahmadinejad. In my opinion, they do not know that Ahmadinejad is nothing but a puppet for the Revolutionary Guard, who is in charge of 70% of economy of Iran, and they have the highest privilege that anybody can imagine. But unfortunately, I don't know, they still are thinking in the line of orthodox Marxist. I am leftist. I am not trying to put them down. But I think one of the major tasks that we have as activists here to first to disillusion these people and to convince them that this movement is the right movement. This movement is a civil right movement. This movement, of course, this movement, one thing we have to know. This movement have is a coalition. It includes from people like Mousavi, who used to be a prominent member of this regime, to leftists and anarchists and feminists and so many other things.
Let's talk about what's going to happen tomorrow on Saturday at the event. It's called a Global Celebration of Human Rights Through Arts and Culture in Solidarity with the Civil Rights Movement in Iran. It's happening from 1 to 8 p.m. at the Santa Monica Civic Auditorium. That's a 7-hour-long event, so there's probably a lot of events happening. Ali, tell us about it.
We do have so many different programs. First of all, this gathering mainly evolves around arts. It is arts for human rights. So therefore, a significant portion of this event is an art exhibition that exclusively actually addresses the issue of human rights. Mm-hmm. So we do have a visual art exhibition, mainly paintings, but exclusively in regard to human rights. It's political art.
And there's also poetry?
Of course. There is poetry. There are two films. We are going to actually show two films. One of them, more or less, is about certain aspects of, again, feminist movement Iran. The second one, again, emphasizes on 1 million campaign and some other aspects of society. Aside from that, we have poetry readings. We have several different speakers. We do have PowerPoints. We have
Speakers as well.
Speakers as well, definitely. And we do have music.
There's going to be an art workshop for children, I understand.
And of course. And we also have an art workshop for children, hopefully to create a mural by them in regard to this issue. And
so the event is sponsored by Amnesty International, Society for Human Rights in Iran, and several other organizations. Again, it's happening tomorrow at the Santa Monica Civic Auditorium, 1855 Main in Santa Monica, Saturday, December 12th, 1 to 8 p.m. It's called A Global Celebration of Human Rights Through Arts and Culture in Solidarity with the Civil Rights Movement in Iran. And if you missed any of that information, check our site, kpfk.org/uprising, later today. Soraya and Ali, thanks both so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you very
Ali
much.
Ali Reza and Soraya Fala are both co-organizers of the event tomorrow. They're also human rights activists. First on Ali's Subversive Thought for the Day, George Orwell once said, "In a time of universal deceit, telling the truth becomes a revolutionary act." That's George Orwell, and that's on Ali's Subversive Thought for the Day.